The Science Show on RN, where we've had the fun and privilege of hosting five scientists who are under 40 to work with us, as you've heard, I hope. Here's a final interview in the series, Amanda Bauer with chemist Alice Williamson.
I'm a medicinal chemist, which means that my job is to try and make new compounds that could potentially be drugs. And in our project, we're trying to make some new medicines for malaria. I'm part of a big international consortium called Open Source Malaria, and we're doing it in a little bit of a different way in that we're working completely in the open. So all of us publish all of our work on the internet straight away rather than in lab books, and anyone can see or use our data.
This is kind of the modern scientist's dream, I think, having everything open. Can anyone around the world participate in this?
Well, anyone is very welcome to. We try to keep those barriers to participation as low as possible. Of course, not everybody has access to a lab, and it could be a little bit dangerous if people who aren't trained as chemists suddenly decided to go and mix some things in a laboratory. But we are working with school students, undergraduates, and also people in very many disciplines, so biologists, informaticians, and people can contribute in many different ways. So sometimes we need people to help us with the administration of our site, or designing new pages, or illustrating our work with beautiful graphics or illustration.
So malaria, how bad of a problem is it?
There were around 200 million cases of malaria in 2013. And almost 600,000 deaths from malaria. And 90% of those people who died were children under the age of five. So there's a very real need to find new medicines. Now, we do have artemisinin combination therapies. Artemisinin is a wonderful molecule that's derived from Chinese medicine. It's from a plant. And it's currently the best treatment for malaria. And it's given with other drugs to kill the parasite. The problem is that you need to take the medicine for a few days, and that can be a bit problematic. And also, increasingly worryingly, there are cases of resistance to this drug that are appearing in Southeast Asia. So we really need to find new medicines that can treat artemisinin-resistant malaria.
I'm wondering if there is something from your childhood or when you were growing up that really struck you about science or about malaria or about just researching how you can improve diseases that really got you into this area?
Well, I always wanted to either be a doctor or a furniture designer, which might sound a little bit different from each other, but it was really a wonderful teacher that I had at college who really inspired me. I became a little bit fixated with the way that things work. And sometimes I think that that means chemistry is not that much different from being a designer in the way that chemistry is all around us. So we often think of chemicals as being perhaps negative things or dangerous things that you might keep locked away under your sink. But everything that we use, everything that we wear, everything that we eat, everything that we are is chemicals. And really understanding the way that these chemicals interplay with each other and the way that they react gives us a greater understanding of the way the world in which we live works.
And I'd like to picture your lab with this fantastic furniture in it that you use.
My furniture leaves quite a bit to be desired, I'll be honest. Although we have had a wonderful renovation at Sydney University, so we're very lucky.
This teacher that inspired you to go towards the chemistry side, what was it about that teacher that really took you in that direction?
I think it was her ability to explain the concepts of chemistry, because sometimes chemistry, I'll admit it, can seem a little bit dry. But really, if you can unlock some of the mystery and the elegance of chemistry and the beauty of chemistry, I think that's the way to inspire people and really understand the implications of chemistry for our everyday lives. And I think Jan, my teacher at college, was just wonderful at doing that.
I remember my undergraduate was very much just memorizing a lot of facts, and it made me not terribly interested in chemistry. So this seems like a fantastic direction to go.
Chemistry is a very experimental science. It's a very practical science. So when you study chemistry at university or at school, you can't really understand the mysteries or the beauty of chemistry unless you actually get into the laboratory and start understanding what happens when you mix an acid with a base, or when you put together two compounds to make another one. And one of the most exciting things about chemistry for me is that sometimes in the lab, maybe a few times each week, I might have made a molecule that nobody has ever made before. And there's not many jobs or sciences that you can come back home and say you've done something today that perhaps no one's ever done before.
Alice Williamson and her colleague, by the way, was at Cambridge, and now she's with Sydney University. Her interrogator, also a 5 under 40 star, was Amanda Bauer.